Nolte, WAPO spreads fake news about Trump DNI resignation threat. By John Nolte on September 25, 2019. The far-left Washington Post has once again been caught spreading fake news, this time with a phony bombshell about President Trump's acting director of national intelligence threatening to resign. The fake story, which ran Wednesday afternoon, claims the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, threatened to resign over concerns that the White House might attempt to force him to stonewall Congress when he testifies Thursday about an explosive whistleblower complaint about the president, according to current and former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The story was published just hours after the White House released the transcript of a call between Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The transcript debunked the latest media Democrat hoax that claims Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. The actual transcript shows no such thing, and during a press conference with Trump on Wednesday, Ukraine's president confirmed he was not pressured. Just moments after the Post's phony story ran, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham released a statement on Twitter that says of the Post story, "This is actually not true. And we would have gone on the record to say that if the Washington Post had given us more than 6 minutes, literally, to respond. This is actually not true. And we would have gone on the record to say that if the Washington Post had given us more than 6 minutes, literally, to respond." Stephanie Grisham, at Press Sec, September 25, 2019. A few moments later, McGuire himself released a statement debunking the Post's fake news. "At no time have I considered resigning my position since assuming this role on August 16, 2019. I have never quit anything in my life, and I am not going to start now. I'm committed to leading the intelligence community." McGuire's statement. "At no time have I considered resigning my position since assuming this role on August 16, 2019. I have never quit anything in my life, and I am not going to start now. I'm committed to leading the intelligence community." Julian E. Barnes, at Julianne Barnes, September 25, 2019. Throughout the nearly 3 years of the media's Russia collusion hoax, along with CNN and MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, the Post was one of the leading purveyors of fake news, including a ludicrous story about the Russians hacking into a Vermont power grid. The full list is here. Publishing a flurry of fake news as one of its hoaxes collapses, in this case the Ukraine hoax, is standard operating procedure for the Washington Post and the rest of our crooked news media. The idea is to distract from the debunking of the primary hoax with a chaos narrative that hurls anything against the wall. This garbage never sticks, but it does allow our fake media to hold on to the dream that they really got Trump this time a little while longer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.